I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the last week. In a historic decision anticipated for months and impacting hundreds of millions of Americans, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the individual mandate, the cornerstone of the federal health care law, is allowed as a tax for people not having insurance. The Affordable Care Act's requirement that certain individuals pay a financial penalty for not obtaining health insurance may be reasonably characterized as a tax, wrote Chief Justice John Roberts in the court's 5-4 ruling. He also added, because the Constitution permits such a tax, it is not our role to forbid it or to pass upon its wisdom or fairness. Turning to unemployment, May metropolitan area jobless numbers fell in all 8 regions of the state in a year-over-year comparison, but they rose in all 8 metro areas on a month-to-month basis. Northwest Arkansas had the lowest metropolitan jobless rate in May 2012 at 5.7%. Pine Bluff's rate of 9.2% was the highest in the state in May. Arkansas's jobless rate was 7.3% during the month, up from 7.2% during April, but it was far below the 8.1% rate in May of 2011. Nucor Corporation will grow its Blytheville steel mill with a $115 million production expansion. The project was announced last Tuesday. The expansion will add production of hot-rolled sheet piling to Nucor's Blytheville steel mill. Former state representative and former Prairie County Judge Butch Calhoun will lead the Arkansas Agriculture Department, whose current leader, Richard Bell, is retiring after 7 years on the job. Calhoun, who's been serving as director of the Arkansas Department of Rural Services, was selected by the Arkansas Agriculture Board at a meeting on Wednesday. Governor Mike Beebe, who's on an agricultural trade mission to France, will have to confirm the appointment when he gets back, which his spokesman said he will do. The Little Rock Peabody Hotel is for sale and apparently has a buyer. Peabody owner Marty Bells was in town Wednesday to meet with City of Little Rock officials, but was silent on the subject. The City of Little Rock holds a lease on the land that the hotel sits on. By Thursday, details were released. Fairwood Capital, a real estate investment firm focused on hospitality assets, announced it would take over the property and rebrand it with a national hotel franchise. Arvis Bank announced that for the 10th consecutive year, its mortgage division topped $1 billion in loans, boosted in large part by home refinancing. The Bentonville-based privately held bank said that reaching the billion-dollar milestone before the end of June was a record. Little Rock-based financial institution One Bank and Trust is under new regulatory supervision from the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. On May 23rd, federal banking regulators replaced a previous consent agreement with a stipulation and consent order that outlines tough guidelines for the bank to follow. That agreement was just made public a little over a week ago. One Bank accepted the OCC consent order, which calls for the bank to maintain more stringent capital ratios and a host of compliance provisions. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.